We're now going to learn Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis of Maseches Megillah. We just continue to darshan the Megillah, to darshan the story of the Megillah as the Gemara goes through pasuk by pasuk of what happens in the Megillah. So we left off in the bottom line of Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, the very last line Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. Amar Rav Elazar, my duch siv. What does the pasuk mean when it says Lo Yigra Mitzadik Einav, that Hashem doesn't withdraw his eyes from a tzaddik? He never takes his eyes away from a tzaddik. So what does that pasuk mean when it says he doesn't take his eyes away from a tzaddik? It means Tznius Shaisa Baba Rachel, because of the special tznius that Rachel had, she was zochet to have Shaul descend from her. Shaul HaMelech, the first king of the Jewish people, descended from Rachel, all because of her tznius. You think only women could have tznius? Shaul was a tznua. Shaul had tznius, and because of that tznius, tznius means modesty. He was understated. He was not a show off. He was quiet. So in the zchus of the tznius that Shaul had, zochet v'yatz menu Esther. Esther descended from Shaul, because Mordechai was Yemini, was from Sheva Binyamin, and so was Shaul. Umay tznius haisa baba Rachel. What kind of tznius did Rachel have? Where do we ever find Rachel had tznius? Dechsiv, because the pasuk says, V'yaged Yaakov the Rachel ki achi aviyahu, that Yaakov told Rachel that he is her father's brother. So the Gemara says, what? Yaakov was Rachel's father's brother? Rachel's father was Lavan. Yaakov is Esau's brother. He was not Lavan's brother. V'chi achi aviyahu, is that true? Is he her father's brother? V'alo ben achos aviyahu, he was her father's nephew. He was her first cousin. Ella, no, what it meant is that Amrla minasvasli, Yaakov saw Rachel and right away he said, marry me. Amrla in. She said, sure, no problem. Mihu, Abba Ramauhu, v'lo yichaltalei. But Yishno, my father is the most evil, deceitful, tricky person in the world, and you're never going to be able to outsmart him. Amrla, achiv anob Ramos. He said, yes, I will. I am just as tricky as he is, and if he's going to try to pull something on me, I'll pull something on him just as good. Amrla, she said, umishra l'tzikli snubi Ram Yusuf, wait a second, I agreed to marry you because I thought you were a tzaddik. Are tzaddik allowed to act in that way? I know the way my father acts, and I'm pretty sure tzaddikim aren't supposed to act that way. Amar la in, and Yaakov said to Rachel, yes, tzaddikim can act that way, because in gever tzadaver v'mikesh tzatapel, that with a bad person you could act badly as a way of dealing with them, because if you act too nice to the bad guys, you're going to end up losing. Amar la myra musa, so he said to her, nu, give me some inside scoop, what kind of thing is he going to trick me with? So Amar la, she said, well, isli achta de I happen to have an older sister, Vlo Mintsev Li Mikaman. There's no way he's going to let me get married before she gets married. So Masala Simanim. So Yaakov said, okay, so let's make an arrangement of signs so I'll know that it's really you on the wedding night. Kimata Lele, when it came the actual wedding night, Amra Hashtan Mikhsva Achtai. So Rachel thought to herself, oh my gosh, now my sister is going to be so embarrassed because the signs were given to her. She's not going to know the signs, and Yaakov is going to discover who she really is. So Masartinu Nehela. Rachel gave Leah those signs. V'hainu d'chsiv, v'hi b'boker, v'hinehi Leah. That's why the pasuk in Chumash says that it was the morning time, and behold, it was Leah. Michal da'ad hashta lav Leah hi. What, she only turned into Leah in the morning? The night before she wasn't Leah? But it was because of the simanim, the special signs that Yaakov made with Rachel, that Rachel now gave to Leah. Yaakov had no idea that it was Leah until the morning time. It was that special tznius. That's the tznius that we're talking about. The modesty of giving over the signs to Leah. That's why she was zochet to have Shaul, the first Jewish king, descend from her. What was the special tznius that Shaul had? Because it says that when Shmuel first made him king, so it was supposed to be top secret for a little bit, and he never told anybody. He kept the secret. So that was a special tznius. Can you imagine how excited you'd be if someone told you you're going to be the first king of the Jewish people? You'd be running around telling everybody. You'd be all over Twitter and Facebook telling all your friends and all your virtual friends who aren't really friends all about it. And because he kept quiet about it. Because of that, he was zochet to have Esther descend from him. So main point number one, the tznius of Rachel caused Shaul to descend from her. The tznius of Shaul caused Esther to descend from him. V'amr Rav Elazar, k'shakadosh baruch hu posek gedula la'adam, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu decides that greatness, that political power is going to go to somebody, posek l'banav l'bnei banav atzov kol ha'doros. He doesn't really give it to that person, he gives it to their children and grandchildren, to all generations. Shnever v'yeshivim l'netzach, v'yivol, v'im heges daito b'rasunas, netzach means forever. V'im heges daito, but as soon as the person becomes a balgaiva, as soon as the person starts acting arrogantly, HaKadosh Baruch Hu mashpilo, Hashem immediately lowers him. Shnemar v'im asurim b'zeikim. That as Maimar Mordechai Esther Elsa, Esther did whatever Mordechai said, Amar Rabbi Yirmiya, what does that mean? That he did whatever, she did whatever Mordechai said, Shaysa Marid Dam Nido L'Chachamim, that she would show, whenever she had a question about Nido blood, she would show it to the rabbis, Kashar Haysa Ba'amna Ito, the Pasuk in Megillah says, that she was trustworthy to him, with him, Amar Rabba Barlima, Shahaysa Omedes Mechiko Shal Achashver, Shetavel Sviyoshevs Bechiko Shal Mordechai. What you see from here is that Esther, after she slept with Achashver, she would go to the mikvah and then sleep with Mordechai right afterwards. So main point number two, Esther asked her nida shailas to the rabbis and she was still sleeping with Mordechai even after being taken by Achashverosh. Bayam mehem Mordechai Yoshe b'shar ha-melech kotzav Bixan v'seresh. One day the Megillah tells us Mordechai was sitting in the gate of the king and Bixan and Seresh got angry. Amar v'chi abarabba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. V'chi abarabba says in the name of Rabbi Yochanan something unbelievable about Jewish history. Hiksev HaKadosh Baruch Hu Adon al Avadav Lazarus Tzon Tzadik Umanu Yosef. One time in Jewish history Hashem made a master get angry at his servants just to get a way out for a special tzaddik, and that was Yosef. Hashem made Paro get angry at the Sar HaMashkim and the Sar HaOfim just so that Yosef could have a way out of prison. Shenemar Avishamitanu Narivri, they're the ones that remembered that there was this young boy with us. Avadim El Adonehan, and one time HaKadosh Baruch Hu made Avadim get angry at their master, Lasos Nes L'Tzadik, to make a Nes for a Tzadik. And who is the Tzadik that benefited from servants getting angry at their master? Umanu Mordechai. That was Mordechai. D'chsiv Yodei Vayivada Adavru Mordechai. Pasuk says that the matter was known to Mordechai. Amr Rav Yochanan, Bixon v'Ser Shnei Tarsiyim Havu. There were two Tarsiyim, V'yum Misapim V'loshon Tursi, and they spoke the language of Tursi. So they were foreigners. They spoke a language that no one around them knew how to speak. So V'omrim, they felt free to speak in their native tongue, because they figured no one was going to understand everywhere. Anyway, so they said, Miyom Shabbos Zu, Lori'inu Sheina Be'enenu. From the day that this guy came, we didn't see any sleep in our eyes. Bava Natil Eres Pesafel, meaning from the day that, not this guy, from the day that Esther has been taken to the palace, Achashverosh has been so busy with her, with all of his busyness, he's always thirsty. So we're working too hard. We're always bringing him drinks. We're always serving. Too much work for us. We hate this job now. So Bava Natil Eres Pesafel. So we have an idea. Let's poison him to death. Kadesh Yamas, that way he'll die. Vehein lo yodim ki Mordechai miyoshu ilishch zagazis haya veyodeh b'shevim lashon. And they knew Mordechai was standing right there, but they didn't know that Mordechai was one of the members of the Sanhedrin. He sat, which sat in the lishchas hagazis. Lishchas hagazis is an important concept. That was the special chamber in the Beis Hamikdash where the Sanhedrin sat. Mordechai was a member of the Sanhedrin, and he knew all 70 languages. So Amar lo, v'alo ein mishmarti chashava. So he overheard them continuing the conversation, where one of them said to the other, "Well, wait a second, we have guard duty at different times." Amar lo, ani yeshmar mishmarti u'mishmarta. Don't worry, I'll cover for you while you go get the poison. That's what it says, that he looked out for them and he found that what Mordechai was telling Achashverosh, that what Mordechai reported to him was true, because when he looked for whether they had reported to duty for their duties, he realized that they had not both, that one of them was really covering for the other one who was absent. Okay, main point number three, Hashem caused a master to get angry at his servants for the sake of Yosef, and servants to get angry at a master for the sake of Mordechai. So after these things, this means that after Hashem already created the cure for the ailment. Such an important yisod. Let's make this a concept. Hashem does not punish Klal Yisrael unless he first gives, unless he first develops the medication, first develops the ointment, what's going to cure them?
But
when it comes to the nations of the world, it doesn't work that way. He hits them, beats them up, and then creates the refuah. At first he was noge, first he smote them, and then later he created the refuah. Says Gemara further, that for Haman it was like beneath him to punish only Mordechai. So first he wanted to punish only Mordechai, but then ultimately he wanted to punish the Am Mordechai. Who's the Am Mordechai? That happens to be the name of Rabbi Willick Sefer, but that's not who that is referring to. Umanu Rabbanan, it means all the Talmid Chacham, all the rabbis. So first Haman wanted to punish just Mordechai, then he decided to punish the whole Am Mordechai, which is all the rabbis, Ulubasov Kala Yehudim, and then he punished all of the Jewish people. So how did Haman do it? He peel poor, he did a raffle. Hu Agorl, that's the Goral. Tana Kivan Shnafal Pur B'chodesh Adar, once he saw that the raffle came out, that the day that he was going to carry out his evil plan was in the month of Adar, Samach Simcha Gedola, so he was overjoyed. Amar Nafali Pur B'yerech Shemes B'Moshe, I can't believe it, the raffle came out on the during the month that Moshe Rabbeinu died. But he had no idea that it was in the seventh month, it was in the seventh day of Adar that Moshe Rabbeinu died, but it was also the seventh day of Adar that Moshe Rabbeinu was born. So it was actually quite a good luck time for the Jewish people. And that's the thing about tzaddikim. Tzaddikim are said to be, according to Chazal, mimali shnosan. They live out full years. So Moshe Rabbeinu died on his birthday. Main point number four over here, the lots of Haman came out in the month that Moshe died, but also the month that Moshe was born. So Haman goes to Achashverosh and he tells him, Yeshno Am Echad, there is this one nation. Amar Rava, Leka Diyada Lishna Bisha Kaman. No one knew how to speak Lashon Hara as well as Haman. He was really good at Lashon Hara. Amalei Tanich Linu. So he said to Achashverosh, let's go wipe him out. Amalei Mustafina Me Elokav. So Achashverosh said, I'm afraid of their God. The Lolav B'Kedav B'Kamai. You know, in the history of these people, every time someone started up with them and wanted to wipe them out, you know what happened to those people. None of those people who wanted to wipe them out are still here to talk about it. So I don't want that to happen to me, says Achashverosh. Amalei Yeshanu Min HaMitzvos. He says, don't worry, they've been neglecting mitzvos, and if they've been neglecting mitzvos, they have no chance. Then Hashem's not going to be nice to them. Amalei Isbuhu Rabbanan. But Achashverosh said, yeah, but there are some rabbis that still observe the mitzvos. Amalei Am Echad Hein. They're one nation, and therefore they're all going to be punished together. Shema Toma Karcha Niyosem Malchuscha. Unless you think I'm going to leave a bald spot somewhere in your nation, meaning if I wipe out a whole city, a whole province, a whole country of people, that's going to look, it's not going to look nice. So don't worry about that. Mufuzarin Hem Beina Amim. The Jewish people are in no single location. They're spread out all over the place. Shema Tomer is Hanami Nayu. Unless you think that you're getting Hana'a from them and therefore I'm going to cost you something by killing all these people. Na, Mufurat Kapredazu She'enos Aperos. They're like a mule that doesn't produce anything. The Jewish people never did anything good for any society. Veshema Tomer Ika Medinasa Minayu. Unless you think that that there's one Medina that's from them, that there's a small Medina that they make up, Tamalomer b'chol Medinos Malchusecha, that they're in all the Medinos of your Malchus, v'daseim shonos mikalam, and their laws are different than every other nations, than all of the nations. Meaning, Haman is trying to say how the Jewish people hate all Goyim and they don't respect you. Why? Because he says, listen to their laws. They would never eat anything that we cook for them. They would never marry our daughters. They wouldn't let their daughters marry us. And they don't follow the laws of the king. B'shahi pahi, that they're always saying, oh, Shabbos Hayom Pesach Hayom. Shahi pahi means Shahi is abbreviation of Shabbos Hayom, pahi is abbreviation of Pesach Hayom. Meaning whenever you want them to do work, you're like, oh, can you work late in the office tonight? The Jew, the frum guy is always saying, oh, sorry, it's a holiday, Jewish holiday, can't work today. That's all they do. They're a bunch of lazy bums, they're never working, they're always saying Jewish holiday, it's Shabbos, it's Pesach, whoever heard Passover, what's that? But they're always taking a day off for some obscure Jewish holiday. And it's it's not worth it for the king to leave them. Because they eat and drink, and in the way they eat and drink, they humiliate you. If a fly falls into one of their drinks, they take the fly out, they throw out the fly, and they drink the rest of the drink. But if you, the king, touch the wine of any one of them, they'll immediately throw the cold cup on the ground, and they would never touch it, they wouldn't drink it anymore. So if it's good for the king, let's write a decree to destroy them. And that's where the 10,000 silver coins came in. Hashem knew in advance that Haman was going to take these shkalim to go act against Klal Yisrael. So Hashem gave Klal Yisrael a special zuchus, a special mitzvah that related to shkalim. That's what the Mishnah says. On Rosh Chodesh Adar, we let everybody know about bringing the Shkalim to the Beis HaMikdash as a zuchus that will preempt Haman's Shkalim. And we also on Echad Ba'Adar let everyone know to get rid of any klayim that may be in their fields, any things that are growing together that should not be growing together. Main point number five, all the Lashon Hara of Haman about how the Jewish people are always taken off for holidays, they won't marry into our families, they won't drink our drinks, etc. So the king says to Haman, okay, here's the money, do whatever you want with these people. Amar Rabbi Abba. Rabbi Abba says, very important over here, we often think of Achashverosh as just some poor fool, but Haman is the real evil person. Says the Gemara, no, Achashverosh was also horribly evil. Mashal d'Achashverosh Haman, like we saw earlier in the Masechta already, but Mashal d'Achashverosh Haman l'ma'ad avadome, you know what the relationship between Achashverosh and Haman was like? L'shnei b'nei adam. It's like you have two people that each have a problem. L'echad ha'ilo tel b'toch sedei. One of them has a nice field, except there's a big mound of dirt right in the middle of his field, and he wishes he can get rid of it. The other one has a nice field, except he's got this big ditch right in the middle of his field, and he wishes he could fill it up with dirt. The guy who has the ditch says, I wish I could buy dirt for a decent price around here. The guy who has the mound says, I wish I could get a ditch to fill in for a decent price. And then sometime later they meet each other. So the guy who owns the ditch says to the guy who owns the mound, sell me your mound. Sell you, adrava. Take it. Just take the dirt. Whatever it costs. You know, it's like when people sell pianos. You know, they never sell anything. As long as you're willing to take it. As long as you're willing to pay to transport it, whatever. Just get rid of it. Take it. Take it. I don't need it. So what was the story with Achashverosh and Haman? Achashverosh and Haman both had a Jewish problem. They both wanted to get rid of the Jews. Haman was like, oh, please, please, let me do it. And Achashverosh was like, please, of course you can do it. I'm more than happy to have you get rid of the Jews. So that's, I guess, main point number one on Yadalat Haman Aleph. You might as well write it down now, that Achashverosh also wanted the Jewish people to be destroyed. The mashal of the mound and the ditch. He was more than happy to destroy the Jewish people. Okay, so Bezos Hashem, next time we will pick up from Vayasar Hamelech Tabato, about 8 lines in on Daf Yud Dalet Amud Aleph.